coach Brian probably as well as anyone here. What's he going to be like?
You know, he's one of the best coaches I've had in my career. A guy who really understands how to get the players motivated, get us all on the same page, and, you know, he knows how to win games. He's turned a lot of programs around, and, you know, it's kind of crazy what's going on right now, but we're excited to have him, and, you know, we're ready to follow his lead.
Can a change provide a spark to a team?
What's that?
Can changing coach, can that provide a spark to a team?
It can. You know, it can actually go either way, but I believe that we have the guys on this team who can turn things around. Obviously, things haven't gone our way so far, so we've been anxious to figure out what we can do to change things and how to get better. So we're all in, like they say, so we're ready to get things changed around here.
You talked yesterday about philosophy change. What sort of changes do you expect to see when you guys come back next week?
You know, we do expect changes, but, I mean, obviously we're not in that position to say exactly what's going on. We actually don't know ourselves, so we do expect change, but like you guys, we're just going to head into this thing and do what we do best, and that's just give 110% and go out there and try to turn this thing around and have some success.
How important is it to get the first win and then kind of build off of that?
It's very important. You know, we want to get the first win, the second win, the third win, and keep that thing going. You know, it's important for us to win as many games as we can. It's not necessarily just focused on one game here, but now it's focused on the entire season, so it's a good week to kind of get away from football during this bye week and then head back next week and get things ready to go for the rest of the season.
Who will be coaching the line now, offensive line? Will it be Tony still?
Yes, it will. Tony will still be in there, and he'll be our O-line coach.
How much when your head coach gets fired, how much responsibility as players do you guys take for that? You know, obviously, playing the field.
Right. Well, you know what? The responsibility lies on a lot of the veterans of this team. You know, we understand that things pretty much aren't typical, you know, ways in which a season goes through at this point. So we understand that we have to get things going and turn things around as much as we can, be as much as of leaders as we can. Whether you're a rookie or a young guy or a veteran, we all have to do our part.
I think it's a case of guys needing more time to gel together. What's been holding you guys back so far?
You know what, like I said, obviously we haven't figured out the answers yet, but we are very much all on the same page of understanding that we have to figure this out soon and do whatever we can to turn things around.
You guys met with Tony today as a team?
Yeah, we did.
How'd that go? And what was obviously you know him pretty well, but what was the other players' reaction to him? How do you think of, what was the feeling in there?
You know, we respect Tony a lot. We respect the DA a lot. We respect whoever is at the helm of this team, and we all paid attention, focused in on what he had to say, and like I said, we're just getting ready for next week to start and get things going.